Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two underway. Hour number two of two and a half for me. I'm leaving early to go with Juggalo Trey to get his first tattoo. He's got an Astros tattoo to get. Fred and Jong will... They'll handle the last half hour fine without me. Their management, they can handle it.
Sorry, I was out managing.
This is this will be our retreat.
Yeah, 30-minute retreat. I figured you guys were due for a new retreat.
No, just trying to give a little instruction on sports map here. We got some big projects going right now. 713-780 ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A little bit of everything. A little Astros, a little Texans quarterback talk, some hockey over talk, and mostly where Jon ranks compared to Michael.
That's right.
So, yeah. Then I was talking about how I'm doing this Alexa thing. Real Bad Monkey says, why do you put so much artificial intelligence in your house? Don't you know Alexa's a bug for the NSA? Probably. Wasn't my idea. But now that, yeah, it's something the wife wanted to do. And she ordered all this stuff while she was gone and then set it up when she got back.
She's Canadian. She doesn't believe in the NSA.
Yeah, well, but now that it's there, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
It's not something I would have ever bought on my own. But now that I have it, it's like I can say, Alexa, put it on 97.5 so I can hear the Blitz. Oh, wait, I'm doing the show. Yeah. It didn't really work. Although, I'm kind of wondering, the other day, I had the TV turned down when one of those Alexa commercials came on. I'm wondering if I have it turned up loud enough, if it'll react to the TV.
If it says, hey, Alexa, I think it will.
Yeah. I have learned it does not respond to Alexis, though.
Oh, really?
No. No, it doesn't like that. All right, you know, let's squeeze in some calls here. Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to throw in on what y'all were talking about. I believe all three of those guys have gone with Scott Boras, and so that hometown discount is going to go out the window. He's notorious for just taking the money and getting his guy the money, and the hometown discount is not there.
Yeah, well, one thing I'd point out, though, this group has done a pretty good job of dealing with Scott Boras.
Yeah.
So, the guy's going to do the best he can for his clients. And nobody on this show is saying they're going to take a hometown discount.
They're not.
Let me make that clear. So, you're going to have to prioritize who you sign. What you have to hope is that Kyle Tucker is everything he's supposed to be. And that's going to replace one of your guys. But in reality, you know you can't sign all three. And I think, that, like I said, for me, the priority would be Correa. That's a guy, that's a cornerstone piece.
And if you have to let one of those guys walk, it's Springer.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think Springer's very good, but I think he's the most replaceable of those guys. And
yeah, not that any of them are really replaceable.
Right. But, I mean, again, if it comes down to you can't keep everybody, and that's the guy that of those three, if I had to move on from one, well, first of all, he's the oldest.
Right.
He's almost 30 already.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Like, he was a prospect that he went, he had a full college career, and then it took him a while to get from, get up through the minor league system. So by the time he made it to the big leagues, he was already older than what Jose Altuve is now. So he's probably the first one that they'd be willing to move on from.
Yeah. A lot of people tell me it will respond to the TV. There's a whole South Park episode about it. Great. Ben. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello?
Hey, now.
Go, Ben. Hello? Yeah, you're on, man. Go.
Okay. So I'm a big Dodger fan. I've been my whole life. Dodgers won last time when I was 2. I was pretty bitter when they lost Game 7, but at the end of the day, after a few days of mourning, couldn't have happened to a better city. I'm so happy that it happened to Houston. And I think you guys should thank me a little because I've been to, like, 4 games at Minute Maid Park. 2 of them were with Kershaw pitching, and in both games they were walk-offs by the Astros. And lastly, Jong tweeted out something about the Dodgers being fair-weather fans. They're the biggest draw in baseball for the past 4 years. They have the biggest stadium and the most sellouts. So I would like an explanation on that.
Well, they also have the biggest payroll. I mean, L.A. in general is, I will say this, L.A. in general, they are a up-and-down sports town. When the team's not good, people don't really care that much.
Yeah, but the Dodgers and Lakers always draw, though.
They tend to.
I mean, yeah, let's not confuse those with the NFL teams that are
back. Well, look at the Lakers for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was saying that the L.A. fan in general is a fair weather fan.
And Houston fan isn't?
No, I wasn't saying that at all. I was just saying.
Absolutely.
No, oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, you know, you're talking about L.A. fan. You seen your football stadium?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not good. Although they barely have a team.
Well, yeah, I don't think those. The football doesn't count. But hey,
I've always thought that's crazy, the Dodger Stadium, because and Dodger Stadium is massive. I think it's something over 50,000.
Yeah.
Which is always shocking to me because when you look at the view of Dodger Stadium and you look out to the outfield, they don't have like an upper deck in the outfield, which that's where I feel like most of the seats are. But it's always been interesting to me that they don't it's such a huge stadium.
They sell out, but I think what I'm not to put words in Jong's mouth. I think that's what Michael does all the time, but I do think it's because they get there late and leave early. Well. Guess what? That happens here, too.
Yeah, it happens most places, to be honest.
Well, I don't know if it happens in the places that are close to the population base. Like, Houston and L.A. are very similar in terms of how spread out it is.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to get to.
You're talking about, like, Boston, where it's,
everybody
on top of the stadium.
Right. Everybody's right there. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Is your number if you want to get in. And as far as, prioritizing and who you're going to sign, you still got 2 more years before you have to do this. The guy brought up Altuve, and I think, if it were up to me, I'd get it done now. That's one I think, because if I could get him for 4 more years, I think I'll have him in his prime.
Yeah.
And, reward him a little bit for the last couple of years. So, by the way, I want to give about 80% props to the Dodgers. 100% because they did something really cool. Did you see they bought a full page ad congratulating the Astros?
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. It'd been better if they'd bought it on SportsMap, but I'll give them credit for doing that. I just thought that was a classy move. Although it's so typical of people who comment on things. When that story went up, I'm reading, like, man, this is really cool that the Dodgers did this. It's the kind of thing that classy organizations do, right? Yeah. Especially coming off a really, tough competitive series. First comment. Classy move by the Dodgers. Imagine how much better our country would be if Hillary had done the same thing when Trump won.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, are we really? That's what we do with our comments? We have to turn it into that?
Yes, the world would be, everything else would be okay now.
Oh, my God. Come on, people.
Yeah, that's why you never should read the comment section.
The comment section is where all the worst people are.
I almost never read the comment section. It just so happened that was the first one that popped up.
If you're the kind of person who comments on an article in a newspaper or any website, I don't like you. I got to be honest. Don't comment.
Well, I've always believed that people who get on and comment on anything like that, it's just like people who want to text the show and say, your show's boring. You talk about this. You talk about this. Well, what the hell? If that makes you happy, if that's your lot in life.
Right.
You're the same guy who comments on stories. That's great, whatever. But I can't imagine somebody calling or texting or tweeting at somebody about something they don't like that's not going to change. You know what? If you don't like the President Trump got elected, guess what? He's here for three more years. Yeah. You better get used to it. If you don't like the show, who cares? We're not changing for you. We got a lot of people who like it the way it is. It's not like the example I've used is when I went out on Walking Dead. I didn't tweet at Walking Dead and saying your show sucks now, I'm out.
Yeah.
I just quit watching. But I don't know. I don't understand why people do things like that, why they have to feel the need to get on comment on a news story.
I don't know. Some people get off on commenting on stories.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Never mind. No, I saw what you did there. It doesn't quite work, but it's very close. But if you want to get off without doing that, if you want to just do it the natural way and not spend $60 for that little blue pill, well, Summerwood Pharmacy has you covered. It's right here in Houston. It's a better solution for your performance needs, and it's a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. Same active ingredient, and they'll mail the prescription to an address you choose. And the cool thing about it is all you have to do, if you've already got a prescription, your doctor can switch it over, and you're going to save a bunch of money. How much would it suck if you spent $60 and then your lady or your guy, whatever, said, no, I'm not into it tonight, and you've just wasted $60? Well, here, that's not going to happen. They're going to have to say no six times. You don't want that. That's not going to happen, right? All you have to do is call 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. And I'm telling you, man, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. If you're having problems with that, go to your doctor. Tell them this is what you want to do. You want to hook up with Summerwood Pharmacy. They're going to mail it to you free of charge. And they'll mail it anywhere you want. And it's perfectly discreet. That's 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. And we are back on the Blitz. A32 says they get the games late in L.A. because it's the worst traffic in the country. You can't get anywhere on those freeways. No, I get that, but it's also bad here. That's part of the problem. Let's say you live in Sugar Land and you work downtown and you get off work at 5. You go back to Sugar Land to get your kids. And then you got to come back downtown. You're not going to get there for the start of the game.
No.
And that's whether it's the Rockets, the Astros, any of them. That's just, that's part of it. And so, of course, if you got your kids and it's a game that's going on 3.5 hours, probably going to get out of there. And yeah, I know it's the same thing in LA. And I think that's what I was saying. I think the two cities are pretty similar. And this guy says, hates people who leaves comments, tweets every day, classic. If I really have to explain to you the difference between that and commenting on a story, then you're probably too dumb to be listening to the show. In fact, you know what? You're probably a pretty good example of why people should use condoms. So, yeah. Honestly, if you think those are the same things, switch the channel. Let's take some calls. Greg, go.
Hey, what's going on, sports guys?
Sports to you.
Hey, I got a question. Like you said, it's a slow sports day. And so I just got a random question. I want to know, Fred, where do you come up with those Gem of the Days, those Jaddock Judah Gem of the Days? Those are just some random off-the-wall things that you say, and I just want to know what kind of website you got. And then I also want to know, every time I hear the jingle, I picture AJ in the studio with some headphones on like a 90s rocker, just rocking it. How many takes did it take you to say, that's the one I want to have. That's the jingle I like.
They call me One Take Charlie. It was one time only, and it was a masterpiece. What can I say?
It was totally off the cuff. John came up with some music. AJ sang the jingle. One shot, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's funny because I get those from a lot of places, and a lot of times listeners will tweet me stuff, and I always love that because they've kind of got a feeling of, they kind of have a sense of what it is that we're looking for, but they don't come from any one website. Part of what I do, let me peel the curtain back a little bit here, is when I'm going through looking for stories, I'll put the important sports stories onto a list of things to get to eventually. And we never get to all of them. It's not really even an outline anymore. It's just, okay, here's a bunch of stuff that if I want to jump to the story, I can. But I also try to look for things that I know AJ is going to make fun of or that's going to embarrass him, one or the other. And then for gym of the day, I try to find something that's different. And usually it's Florida. And usually if it's just something that I find funny that I hope you'll find funny.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of websites out there that I use, and Bro Bible and, you know, Big Lead, all the same things that I use for other stuff. And just occasionally stuff will pop up. And some days I'll have two or three and I'll kind of hold on to them and hope that they're good for another couple of days. But yeah, basically there's not one website. I think I have 16 websites I use for show prep. So it usually comes from one of those.
Yeah.
And if I don't find one, which does happen, then I'll just kind of go search the web for something. I just got back from a week-long trip to LA, and I have to tell you, the traffic there was really bad, regardless of time of day. It is. It's one of the hardest places to get around. And what I remember from my time there is when there's a wreck, the whole freeway stops.
Yeah.
It's not like there's one lane that they let through, like here. And, hey, we all know traffic here sucks. There's no question. I'll say this. LA has better drivers than we do. There's a lot more of them.
Much.
No, it's not saying much. So let's try Pablo.
Come on, guys.
What's up, man?
Well, first off, I want to thank you guys for sticking to your guns and remaining original, regardless of whatever comments y'all come across. Second off, I wanted to take what's your take as far as the senior writer from ESPN that predicted us to win the title 2017? I think that same article states that we'll win it back-to-back. And now that you're seeing farms coming up from the Yankees, you know, these guys pulled out Aaron Judge out of there. Seeing those team and how other teams are rebuilding, what do you think our odds are of taking this title again come 2018?
Well, looking at the odds that were released, they were co-second favorite behind the Dodgers, who were 5-1. I think they're going to be in the mix again. I think it's going to be the same collection of teams for the most part. I think the Yankees will be better, depending on what they do at manager. I think they get the right guy in there, but and who they bring back, because they've got some questions at, you know, pitching staff and you know who they're going to re-sign. But I think they're going to be back. I think the Indians aren't going anywhere. I think the Dodgers aren't going anywhere. The Cubs should be better next year, and the Nationals should be good again. So I think that's kind of your exact box of teams right now. And there's always somebody we haven't talked about. Maybe the Diamondbacks are, you know, go through the roof next year. Maybe it's the Rockies. Maybe the Twins. I don't know. Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe the kids for the White Sox bounce back, or the Mariners get good. I think one of those, you know, somebody will show up that we're not talking about. But I think the final four this year, well, four and a half, although, well, six really. The final six were pretty damn good teams.
Yeah.
And I think all of them are going to have a chance to win. And everything has to. You saw how much had to go right to win this thing, right? With the Astros. With the 13-12 and everything else. And you had to get to that Dodgers bullpen. And that was just in that series. You go back to that Yankee series, everything had to go right. So it's not easy to do. But I think the Astros can be better next year, too. I think they can improve the bullpen. I think a full season of Carlos Correa, he's going to get better. I think Altuve is going to Altuve. You've got Verlander for the whole year. You know, Charlie Morton really emerged in the playoffs. Lance McCullers. I think you got a chance to be really good. And maybe one of these kids comes up. Maybe Derek Fisher becomes the guy. You know, maybe he's what you've been waiting for, the reason you hung on to him. I think Bregman takes a step forward. Now, I do think you had some guys have career years. Like, I think Marwin's was a career year.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate him doing that again. I'm not sure Reddick can repeat what he did during the regular season. I think he's better than he was in the playoffs, but I don't think he's going to do that again. And I don't know that Springer is going to hit 34 homers again. Don't know that he isn't, but I think they'd be counting on a lot. Having said all that, yeah, they can be better. So I think they've got as good a shot as anybody moving forward. But then a lot can happen. What if Dallas Keuchel comes back and he's 2016 Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, that could happen. What if Lance McCullers is
broken?
2017 Lance McCullers.
Yeah. Well, second half 2017. Second half 2017. What if Verlander has an off year now?
He's had him before.
And you know, guys win and they get fat and happy. It can happen. But they should be in the mix. Let's try.
From a talent standpoint, they're as good as all those other teams.
Yeah, they're going to be right there with them. And it's just a matter of things going right at the right time and playing
and
your best.
And you don't have to be the most talented team to win, you know, every year. if your talent's good enough to get you to the playoffs, sometimes it's just about who's more built for the playoffs and who has a better series, you know?
And this
I still,
team,
to this day, say, I mean, thank God it didn't happen. I still think if the Indians would have played the Astros, the Indians would have won a series against them.
Luckily,
didn't happen.
I thought that until they got Verlander, because I think that made them set up for the postseason a lot better than they were going in, and that made all the difference. And I think they would have been able to match up with the Indians pitching-wise, and they would have beaten the Indians. I believe that. And it wasn't like, I'm telling you, the Yankees got hot at the right time and were playing really good baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from what they did, and I think they'll be back next year. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I said, don't sleep on the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox will be one of those teams.
And they're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, they'll go out and they'll probably go spend millions on Jake Arrieta and try to beef up that rotation again. 832, any thoughts on the Royals? I think they've tendered their three guys, but they're going to lose people.
They're going to lose Hosmer. And my guess is Eric Hosmer plays first base for the Red Sox this year.
Yeah.
Or next year.
That's the thing. The Red Sox have kind of become the old Yankees. They're going to go spend money.
Yep.
All right, let's squeeze on one more. Tony.
Hey, sports guys, how are you?
Sports.
Hey, I heard you talking about a potential dream fight between GSP and Conor McGregor. I was just curious, if that were to happen, just a hypothetical, what weight would they agree on, and how would you see that fight going?
They would probably fight at 170 would be my guess, and I see that fight going however George St. Pierre wanted it to go. So I think that he would probably stand with him for a little while, and then he would take him down and he would submit him. Or he would just wrestle, bleep him until the last bell rang.
Yeah.
But he would have no problems.
Yeah, I'm not the expert AJ is, but I stylistically, I don't see how that fight works for Conor McGregor in any way, shape, or form. So,
you know what does work? Raising Cane's. That's what works. Two new locations opening up on November 14th, Fry Road and Park Row in Katy, 2920 in Kirkendall in Spring. And if you're one of the first 20 customers on opening day, you receive a free Cane's card for a year. How about that? Raising Cane's, serving the best, only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins, marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered, cooked to order. The tailgates are perfect for whatever your event is, from 25 to 100 chicken fingers or more, ready in minutes after you order. They're going to have the great sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast, the secret recipe Cane's sauce. It's fantastic food, and you're going to be happy that you went by. Raising Cane's is committed to be an active community partner in every market that they serve. So not only is it good food, but it's a good company as well. Now, 28 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you. Raising Cane's, one love.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. Your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. You know what that music means? Time for the legend that is Houston Chronicle columnist / TV superstar, Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. What's going on, buddy? You still celebrating?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Oh, World Series and stuff, that kind of thing.
Yeah, little old title, you know, that happens. That happens every year.
All the time around here. We're spoiled.
Overdone. I really am. I really have thought about it. Like, you know, the cities that do go through this regularly, that's got to be fun. I mean, think about it. You know, like, it's one thing to have teams that are competing, which Houston hasn't really had either, but to actually have the winning championship, it felt weird for this team not to fold up. Even though, I mean, I think all three of us at some point here were like, okay, they're the best team, they're going to win, but we kept putting a butt on it, you know? And it's sad that you have to put a butt on it.
What is Kate Hutt? Kate, never mind.
She doesn't. She needs a butt on it.
Well,
sir, that's a man's wife. Don't you dare disparage her body.
Shame on you, man.
It ain't my wife.
Hey, as long as he's happy, I don't have a problem with that. Now, Carlos Correa, he happy.
Yeah, you think he's happier than Justin?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. I don't think his girl's as good of an earner as Justin's, though.
Okay, well, if money is all that it's about, then okay.
Well, mm-hmm. Of course, that's at least half the deal.
That's about for me.
That's what Fred got married for.
And Verlander earns a lot, too. It's kind of like the Tom Brady thing. I'm like, well, his wife earns more money than he does, but I don't think he's hurting for money.
Yeah, he'll survive.
He wasn't in the picture.
He'll survive. Yeah, well, to your point, though, who has time to have championship parades every year? Like, every 20 years is enough around here, right?
I will agree with you on the parade thing. I don't understand what that's all about. I mean, I know it's tradition and it's what they do, but, you know, you go stand out in a huge crowd and to get a glimpse of somebody passing by and all you see is a hand waving at you. I don't understand that thrill whatsoever.
I don't understand it. But...
I mean, it's not a game. It's not, you know, I understand people, even though I wouldn't do it, paying a fortune to get to championship games and to pay to get into the Super Bowl or, you know, World Series or NBA Finals, but a parade? But, you know, whatever makes you happy.
See, I was with AJ on that until my daughter and her friends had such a blast being there, and they were so excited about it that, you know what, I'm kind of like, okay, cool. If you guys are into it, I'll accept that you can have a parade. So
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like I'm like that with most things. Just because I'm not into it doesn't mean I'm going to poo-poo it for somebody else. Go, enjoy, have a good time. And I do know this, if I were an athlete and I won a title, oh, I'd want a million people to come and watch me ride by on a float. Because, I mean, think about it. This baseball, these jokers showed up in February in Orlando not knowing what the hell the season was going to deliver or how it was going to end. And it's a long, long, long grind. And the Dodgers went through the exact same grind, and they're crushed. Only one team walks away really happy and excited. Yeah, throw me a parade for that.
Well, and look at it this way. Forget all these Bostons that are out winning titles every single year and having all these parades. This city got to have its first ever title, World Series title. Someday, we won't live to see it. They'll have their first ever Super Bowl title. Nobody else can say that. Except, oh, the Rangers and a couple other teams.
You're just assuming there's going to be a Super Bowl title.
Well, I just said not in our lifetime.
I wouldn't bet on it. But then again, I know there are people, longtime Saints fans, who never thought that would happen, and it did. So I guess eventually, you know, the odds are eventually will happen. But it will not happen anytime soon. But if you'd asked me that question 3 weeks ago, I'm like, I cannot imagine Deshaun Watson not eventually leading a team to a Super Bowl. He's that good. But I can't imagine a Deshaun Watson-less Texans team getting anywhere near a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, about that, how bad in your mind was Tom Savage on Sunday?
He wasn't bad at all. He's pretty much Tom Savage, you know.
He's not bad for Tom Savage, you mean?
He is who we thought he was. he's terrible. I mean, and it's not his fault. I mean, I feel bad for him because he has no business being a starting quarterback in the NFL and being counted on to make plays because he's not capable of that. That's not who he is. That's not what he can do. And maybe he'll have a spark and put up a good game at some point here because he's going to continue to get opportunities with. And I love T.J. Yates as a person as much as anybody. I know him; he's a good guy. It's not like he's threatening his position. And they signed Josh Johnson today, and he ain't threatening to play either. So it's going to be Tom Savage, and we'll see what he can do with what the opportunity that he has. But he's slow. He's methodical. I don't think he really even has a great arm, but his anticipation is so. And accuracy is so questionable that even if he can throw it far, he can't get anything accomplished with it. So he might be the worst quarterback in the NFL, but there's so many bad ones, it's hard to put that label on it.
Were you the guy at the press conference yesterday asking all the Colin Kaepernick questions to Bill O'Brien?
I was not, and I find it funny and humorous. And you know me, I know that's not going to happen. It's entertaining to me because I root for me more than I root for any team. And yeah, it's logical that Kaepernick would have been a smart signing for the Texans as soon as they drafted Deshaun Watson. But it became a no-brainer after Watson was injured. But we know that's not going to happen. But the team has gone from the most entertaining and exciting team in the NFL to the worst and most boring team in the league overnight. Back to where they were last year when they scored the fewest touchdowns of any team in the NFL. And I have to watch every snap. I'd much rather watch him with Colin Kaepernick there because at least that'll be entertaining.
Jerome Solomon is our guest, and I think they're obviously – I don't see much hope for them the rest of the season of even winning a few games. But I also believe everybody – I think Bill O'Brien, everybody gets a pass because, frankly, without the quarterback and without the guys on defense to keep you in games, I can't see you winning. These guys get to hang around, right? I mean, they pretty much get a pass on this season because of this.
Yeah, I think definitely so. I'm still not so sure, though, that all is hunky-dory when it comes to Bill O'Brien and his relationship with the brass. And that's going to be the question as much as anything. And I think he may really love coaching Deshaun Watson, but he's going to have to weigh whether he loves coaching Deshaun Watson as much as dealing with everything else that comes with being the head coach of the Houston Texans. And everything else, he's not a huge fan of. So, and these aren't little subtle signs. These are, blatant hints that he's throwing out. I mean, you see the way the team handled the Bob McNair prison inmate situation. Bill O'Brien could have done more to cut that off if he wanted to. I don't think he really wanted to. You see how he handled, like you said, the Colin Kaepernick questions yesterday. Bill O'Brien doesn't answer any question he doesn't want to. He doesn't go down any road that he doesn't want to. Hell, he can just say, I'm not answering that BS question, as he did on Sunday, right? Instead, he answered it and offered up some information, knowing full well that every national show and every writer and everybody was going to jump on him even mentioning the name Colin Kaepernick. When his standard answer to something like that, or Bill Belichick's standard answer, which O'Brien stole from Belichick, is, we'll do whatever it takes to make the team better, But we're making the decision, whatever helps us win a game. Instead, O'Brien went a little deeper into that than he had to. Why would he do that with this ownership situation? Because he likes tweaking him a little bit, and he's probably not happy. So I would not be surprised if a better opportunity is out there for him and he decides, or he and the team decide to mutually part ways.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like I thought the relationship problem was with him and Smith, but it sure seems like there's something going on there with him and McNair as well.
I can honestly say I don't have a hard line on where the full breakdown is, except that I think personality-wise, those three don't fit. So I'm not going to get into the specifics of each personality that I know for sure, but the three personalities don't fit. And if, there's a threesome that's not working, the odd ball out will be Bill O'Brien, And I don't think it makes any of them right or wrong in the situation. It's just, if they don't fit and you don't like working for somebody, you've been a boss many times, Fred. And AJ, you worked with people that didn't like you many times.
To this day.
if it doesn't fit, you must have quit or just quit.
Now, I'm a firm believer that if you don't agree and you're not getting along, that's okay. Friction's a good thing. If you have somebody challenging you, you should have somebody challenging you. If you want yes men, you're not going to win that way. But,
well, no, that's a fact, but you don't want to be challenged on something when you know you're right. You don't want to be challenged just to be challenged. You don't want people to challenge you and then not accept where you want to go with something, even if you're wrong. And for some people, they just don't want to be challenged. You know, you want to be challenged.
Yeah, those are mentally weak people.
Shout a guy down. And AJ is like that. I think I have a little bit of that. Well, hey, you know, I don't mind arguing with you. I think I'm right enough that I'll win an argument. Some people don't really want an argument because they know they're so right it's not worth their energy. And in that grouping, there's something about the way they argue, the way they've, you know, engaged that has made them not, you know, they're not holding hands. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they could very well continue on, and Bill O'Brien could coach the team for 5 more years. But I'd be more surprised if he is there coaching 5 years from now than if he left after this season.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time as always, man.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
Thank you. And somebody just texted the show, said, what is the website of the company that takes car donations? It's HoustonCarsForKids.com. And, yeah, now you need to tell the people how many Eagles?
3 Eagles, Fred.
There you
Tri-Eagle Energy. These are the guys who are not only looking to get you good rates, but they're looking to make your home more energy efficient overall. That's the beauty of Tri-Eagle Energy. They are a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good low rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses in general. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new EcoBee 4 thermostat with Fred's favorite Alexa voice service. So you can ask your EcoBee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature. It'll play the 70s, 80s music trivia game with you. Tri-Eagle Energy will also go out and install it for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for 2 to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN97.5.com. Find out the 3 ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a 3-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's first coast of golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Russia, where a young lady was training to be a teacher in college.
Okay.
And
at the university.
At University of Troisk.
You know, Russia. Yeah, it's the Ivy. It's like the Harvard of Moscow.
Something like that, yeah. Well, she was at a nightclub and was told she had a chance to win an iPhone 10.
Okay.
All she had to do, she was 19 years old. Said all she had to do was strip off all her clothes.
Done.
So she did. Turns out it was a bit of a prank.
Oh, no.
So she was given her own cheaper handset that they had stolen from her bag. They gave it back to her.
Oh, no.
And she was expelled from her college after academics saw the video online.
That's garbage.
She said she took part in the contest after watching males at the club do the same. We were enjoying ourselves drinking, then the competition began.
So this wasn't even in public?
Yeah, it was in public. It was in a club. The host started with boys, then it was my turn. Shot on a phone by an onlooker, the clip shows the competition's host urging Yevgenia to remove her knickers.
It's a trap!
Yep, he offers to hug her while she does that so the spectators won't see as the crowd roars with excitement. Her mother reportedly worked several jobs to fund her daughter's education.
Well, good news, Mom. You're saving some money.
Quit a job or two.
Hey, Mom, I've got good news and bad news.
Quit a job or two.
You don't have to work so much anymore. That's great, right?
She said her daughter was old enough to make her own decisions, but sometimes does what others tell her. She's not 15. She should think with her own head.
Yes, and not with some dude's head.
Exactly, because that's that cost her... She's out of school now. She did not get the iPhone 10. She just got back her own iPhone, the phone that they stole. Her name was Yevgenia S. They would not give her a full name.
He chose poorly.
Yeah. So let this be a lesson, ladies. If you're in a club and somebody tells you if you strip, you'll get an iPhone 10, don't let what happened to you happen to Yevgenia. And
what do we have planned next segment?
Nothing much really. I'll wait and go over some of the lines when you're gone because
it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I like to do that, and I've already. And quick plug for the pregame line, which will be on tonight. There's no Astros game tonight, so there's no excuse for you not to listen over on 94.1 or SB Nation nationally. Really good addition to the pregame line with me and RJ Bell.
Towards the end of next segment, the college football top four comes out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good.
So if we wanted to play that, we can.
So for our guy who was asking earlier, that one came from dailymail.com, so you know.
I found a list that is just atrocious that Rotten Tomatoes put out today. Did you see this, Jong? I'm assuming you'll be talking about it on your podcast. Did you just spit food out of your mouth to talk about this?
Just a piece of apple.
They ranked the 50 best superhero movies of all time, ranked by adjusted tomato meter with at least 20 reviews each. And I got to tell you, it's a filthy list.
Really?
So I wanted to go over it with you guys and see.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Okay.
Can we do the outro, though, to the gym of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Just to let them get their run.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, so that was for the guy who called earlier and asked about the jingle and where they came from. So that one came from dailymail.com, which has a bunch of goofy stories if you want to go over there. The only problem with that site, it's also got like lots of pop-ups and it's really slow. So I don't use it a lot because, you know, because I don't want to mess up my computer. But I'm just telling the people if you want to go there, it's really slow.
Do you know the last time that... Josh Johnson threw a pass in an NFL?
That's like 4 years ago.
How about 6 years ago?
6 years ago?
2011.
I thought he played for the... Was that wrong? I thought he played for the Colts for like one game or something.
He played for the Bengals and the Browns in 2012 and 2013, and he actually got into three games in those two seasons, but it was just to take a knee.
Oh.
His last pass attempt came in 2011.
Oh, so he just came in to take the knee, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I didn't do anything. Rick Smith did it.
Oh, no, you did it. You brought him in to take the knee, Lee. Goodness gracious. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We will switch over and be on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. when we come back, and that's what we'll do. We'll go over that. And by the way, there's some really good beer stories on Culture Map we're going to get to later this week.
Okay.
Because I know you're into beer. I'm into beer, but they did the 10 best craft breweries in Dallas. I want to get your take on that. And then I think they're working on the best ones in Houston. So we'll see if you agree with Eric Sandler when he does that.
All right.